Welcome to Spingola Speaks. Thanks for joining me today, Tuesday, July 12th. This is Deanna Spingola, and I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Email questions, comments, or suggestions to deanna@spingola.com. View my radio schedule page at spingola.com and in the RBN archives, accessible for only $1.33 per month. Please consider donating to the RBN Pledge Drive, even if you've already donated. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and be sure to read the great articles on the RBN homepage. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. The elite launch their own secret societies and foundations and also infiltrate organizations, churches, schools, fraternal orders, and other influence-peddling entities that have any influence in the development of cultural norms or the general shaping of civilization. Though individuals have attempted to discredit him, in 1798, John Robison exposed the Illuminati scheme and dogma, which included gaining a predominant influence within a country's military apparatus and the establishment of academies dedicated to instruction and the promotion of warfare. The management of such organizations, military colleges, or naval academies is essential to militarizing a country. Congress authorized the first military school, the U.S. Military Academy, known as West Point, on March 16, 1802, and have established others since then. My guest today is Catherine, or as she is known, Kay Pollard, who for 11 long years was married to Colonel George Griggs, an alcoholic who divulged a lot of very interesting things to Kay. She first made some of this information known in 1998 in an 8-hour video interview with a truth-seeking Michigan pastor and FM radio broadcaster. With the advent of 9/11, almost 10 years ago, she wants to continue to alert Americans to the real evil lurking within the highest levels of government. George H.W. Bush granted an interview to Sarah McClendon in June 1992. During the interview, Bush told her, and I quote, "Sarah, if the American people ever find out what the Bushes have done, they would chase us down the streets and lynch us," unquote. Kay, welcome to the program.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, it's sort of warm down here in Virginia, but we're used to that.
Good. Well, it's kind of warm up here, too. I think it's warm all over the country.
Yeah.
Now, you knew Sarah McClendon. She was a senior White House correspondent, and she actually kind of rescued you from a situation, didn't she?
Yeah, Sarah was born in Texas. She was a redhead daughter of a very intelligent Presbyterian family. Her father was a lawyer, and her mother was trying to get the right for women to vote way back then. And Sarah was, I think, 3 or 4 or 5 years old, and she would attend the meetings with her mother, and her brothers would then, after the meeting, get her up on the table, and she would repeat everything. She was a genius, a brilliant writer. She was an Army intelligence officer, the first female officer to have a child at Walter Reed Hospital, and she was the dean of the White House Press Corps and was with every president from FDR up through Shrub Bush.
Okay. Okay, hold that thought. We are going to take a break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.laysmedinc.com on the web. That's www.laysemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Excellent. My guest today is Kay Pollard, and she was telling us about Sarah McClendon. And so please continue, Kay.
Well, I when I was going through a lot of things here, because I had spoken out beginning of 1996, because I was having house break-ins and a couple of death threats, and I didn't really know who to turn to locally, because I when I called the local police, a man was sent over by the name of Shorty Satterwhite to tell me that, you know, just don't worry, and sort of implying that I was crazy or whatever, and I found out from a couple of my close friends at City Hall that he had been a 20-year Marine and had worked under my husband. And I finally got in with the chief of police, and because his secretary was Scottish, and I had gotten my history degree in Scottish church history. So anyway, and I was given someone to talk to after that. But the point is, I knew that the Marines had infiltrated and sent someone to me who had worked with George.
And now, when did you divorce George?
I called the FBI. The man they sent over was a man named Dan McNally, who, like Shorty Satterwhite, had a reputation of, and I'm not anti-gay, but they were unmarried and evidently didn't stay in the Marine Corps because they were outed. But
okay. When did you divorce George?
In about 2000, 2001.
Oh!
It all started in 96.
Okay.
And And that's when I went, I saw Sarah on C-SPAN, and I was calling. I had contacted a number of other wonderful people, but they were all afraid here locally, because Norfolk is the largest military complex in the world. I mean, we have the Joint Now Special Operations Command. We have all of the, we have NATO, which is the only international military command connected with Belgium and SHAPE. We have the Air Force. We have Training and Doctrine Command. We have the Army, all the Army commands, master jet bases. I mean, this is the Mecca, and I was really being harassed. I had my life threatened, and so I, among the people I contacted, Sarah was one. And she tried to call me back, she told me, but she said every time she dialed my number, she got a man from Little Creek Amphibious Base saying that the Griggses were not living there anymore. And I never lived at Little Creek. I was the only person at the house. So Sarah knew that I was really, in other words, they were seriously. And so she went to another phone in Maryland, and she called me up and she said, "Mrs. Griggs, your life is in danger. You leave the house immediately and come right up to Washington, D.C. and stay with me." And okay, I wound up living with her.
You had been divulging some of the things that your husband had told you, correct?
Yes.
And that's why your life was threatened.
Yes, exactly.
So what kind of things had you been divulging?
Well, I was really afraid. When you have your life threatened by someone, a man you don't know who tells you that he's done his wife, and if I don't shut up about my conversation with William Colby, this was in February of 1996, he said, "You'll end up on a dirt road in North Carolina like my wife." And that same man, Joe, the second time he came into the place where I was, I believe I was meant to be petrified and scared by a guy by the name of Fred Hint, who was working with Air Force intelligence. And he had been with NATO, and I thought anybody with NATO was, they were good, because I had been the senior NATO wife when Admiral Kelso was the SACLANT, was the head of it. And so I sort of trusted, I trusted anybody from NATO up until that point. And I started into too many details, but I had the death threat there, where I was sort of set up by this Colonel Fred Hint, who was from New Jersey, and he graduated the same year from college in New Jersey as my husband, and they go through, you know, similar intelligence courses when they're high level, and which George was and Fred was. Fred was in charge of all the secret underground bases. Guys have a way sometimes of bragging. You know, it sort of comes out, and if you're aware of things as I was, because I'd been to some secret underground bases with my husband. One was Kolsås in Norway. They have a lot of them in Norway, and they're all over the world. And the bases are these underground bases are they're all over, and they store weapons that they buy the, you know, billions. And companies like Northrop Grumman and so forth a lot of the weapons merchant are built. They'll sell, the Navy will sell them to through the Israelis, and the Israelis will sell them to places like North Korea and Iran and so forth as the middlemen, using men like Gorbani Far and Khashoggi and so forth. I mean, this has been going on a long time. And my husband would, he'd tell me about how he was recruited and, you know, all those little stories. And when I first married him, I just knew that, you know, my father and grandfather and uncles had all been naval officers during World War II and as volunteers to fight for America and wonderful people. And I knew Chesty Puller, of course, the most famous Marine of all times, because he's a cousin of mine. And I knew him and his wife. They lived next door to where an aunt and uncle lived. And I mean, I'm a Virginian and I'm an honorable person, but I couldn't believe some of the things that my husband was telling me after we were married. And I knew that he was, you know, in something called special operations, which was a new term. And I knew that he had worked for individuals under Ronald Reagan. He was the White House liaison in Beirut, Lebanon. And I knew he spoke fluent French, and I speak fluent French. That was one of the reasons I thought, you know, as a quote-unquote widower, that he ought to be a nice person. He went to Princeton, and I thought, gee, that's wonderful. You know, Princeton is great. And he drove a Saab, and I drove a Saab, and I felt that God had sort of somehow put him into my life. But he drank a lot, and he wanted to marry me very quickly, and I was really swept off my feet, and it happened so quickly, and he moved into my house, and you know, every night, if you can believe this, for the 30 years before I knew him with his first wife, who did not die a natural death. I'm sure that that's true. Her name was Suzanne Workman Griggs, and she died in April Fool's Day, 1987, during the Iran-Contra hearing. And, you know, she was talking, according to some of the Marine wives who, you know, talked to me later on, but I won't go down that road. But the point is, I knew none of this, and I sat there as an intelligent woman and a devoted wife listening to these sort of tell-all. You know, it was almost as if he was getting things off his chest, but some of the things that he said, I didn't say anything to him, but I was just, my stomach was just totally churning the whole time. I mean, he drank three either gins, vodkas, just almost straight, after a bottle of wine, and then he had a beer machine beside his desk. And of course, that at that time he was the head of the Joint Forces Amphibious Command at Little Creek, which is a joint and combined training place.
Okay.
So he told me a lot.
Okay, we do have to go to a break, and we will be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, friends. My guest today is Kay Pollard. And you say that his first wife died on April 1st, 1987. You had a whirlwind courtship. You married, and your husband had an influential military position in charge of amphibious operations, but he was also an alcoholic who drank every night and told you unbelievable stories.
Yeah, and not only that, but he had been the liaison for I hate to say the White House, but he was. My phone keeps ringing. There seems to be an interruption on my phone.
Oh, okay.
I've had three of them, believe it or not, since first started. But he was a White House liaison to Beirut, Lebanon. And because he spoke French and because he was in charge of special operations and working with the intelligence community at the highest level, and he was in charge of shooters, plainclothes shooters in Beirut. And
you mean assassins?
Pardon? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Working with the Israelis. And the it's kind of delicate for me to talk about this, but he was more than just he was given the joint expeditionary force, they called it Landing Force Training Command way back in the early 90s, but now it's the largest expeditionary training force in the world, and he was in charge of that after Sue died. And after that, he he went to NATO to, he was actually with NATO before that time with something called SHAPE over in Mons, Belgium, which is really, it's the New World Order's mind control war. It's everything. And they start wars, they neutralize individuals. It's a very large organization with lots of groups like the Gladio, which operates, you know, they're assassins who operate under shady characters, who are all working with our military.
Okay.
And it's very, I'm a Virginian, and I'm a Scottish, you know, my family, I believe in all the good things that Jefferson and Madison and Monroe and all of our founding forefathers did, and their beliefs, their high-minded beliefs in founding a nation which is under God and has morals. And when I know so much because history is my field, being a Virginian, of course, I know a lot of the secrets of the corrupt things that went on in the war between the states, and I later found out what Jefferson found out about the corrupt group who were trying to manipulate him and Adams.
Certainly.
You know, and...
And so you grew up thinking about the way that all of us have thought. We've all grown up to believe that we should glorify war and that the military was doing some wonderful things and that we should trust the government and they were just doing the best that they could for the country. And all of a sudden you marry George Grigg and it's all different.
Yeah, because I know my father, who was the most wonderful, he's a graduate of Washington and Lee, which is right next door to VMI, where his best friend died. Nudy Way died. My brother was named after him. Lexington, Virginia is a beautiful place. And my father graduated from W&L, and his uncle had been Attorney General of Virginia, and old, you know, nobody had any money, and even in the 30s and 40s, everybody worked hard. You canned and you had a garden and, you know, even if you lived in town, you were frugal and so forth. And my father went in as a young naval officer, a volunteer, a 90-day wonder. He was captain of a ship in the South China Seas because he was the champion. He was the top sailor. He was a miller from the famous Miller sailing family of Matthews County, and they were geniuses at knowing celestial navigation, and I mean, my father was a brilliant sailor, and they knew the water and the seas, and so he had a ship and brought it back. And but my father found out, he was very disillusioned by some of the things he learned that happened during World War II, and my grandmother, I was told a lot of those things about. You know, so he was disillusioned by the lies that he was told.
Sure.
You know.
Okay, hold on to that thought. We do have to go to break, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Welcome back, friends. My guest today is Kay Pollard, the former wife of Colonel George Griggs. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. So your father learned, like General Smedley D. Butler, that war is a racket.
Absolutely. He surely did. And
yes.
It made him very angry, so angry that he really didn't want me to date young middies.
Okay.
He was real, and there was no more fabulous human being on the planet than my father, more honorable and more hardworking and better educated and good looking and a better dad. There was just no better dad than I had.
Great. So, anyway, you married George Griggs. You were swept off your feet. And then you learned about military mind control, that the military is a cult. There's psychological profiling. They do assassinations. And you learned about secret societies like Cap and Gown at Princeton, Skull and Bones at Yale. Mm-hmm. I've made this long list of people. It just kept growing as I was going through the video that you did, which I have linked to the radio schedule page for those who would like to watch this video. But there is just a long list of things that we could go on for several hours.
I know. if it were just then, if it were just during World War II, you know, the Meyer Lansky, the mob working with the Navy and the the use of prostitutes, and, you know, this same, very same group who control port prostitution, numbers racket, gambling, of course, the same, basically, I shouldn't say Zionist, but it is a Zionist-controlled Sicilian mafia network, which was, you know, rather nascent back in the 20s and 30s during Prohibition. But then when they got into the big time, into the Navy, Meyer Lansky and Lucky Luciano and the whole crowd, they started making friends because of the, you know, Navy guys in every port, captains and admirals, they use
the services,
all these services. Okay. And my grandfather, Bird, Bentley Bird, who was a doctor and an obstetrician, you know, these cocktail hours, I heard all about that because he was, my grandfather, Bird, was head of the Office of Naval Intelligence during World War II when they would pick out boys to, in other words, if they were too short, they couldn't quite go in the Navy. My grandfather would tell them, you know, go eat spaghetti. In other words, he was in charge of recruiting a lot of young men because everybody was wanting to do something. But he also knew about a lot of things that I also heard about the, I shouldn't say, the mob here in Norfolk. And when I started realizing that you had Moses Myers being very involved with the baby, the disappearance of the baby in New Jersey, you know, the fellow who flew to Paris.
Right. What is their name?
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm doing a little. But the point
it starts
is,
with an L. I just
Lindbergh.
Lindbergh, yes.
Well,
Lindbergh. Charles
they
Lindbergh.
Were involved. The mob here in Norfolk was involved with that. Lindbergh came here. He met with a man who named Peacock, who had been at the embassy in actually been in Mexico City. I mean, the point is, Norfolk, I started discovering when I married George, when I was linking the White House in Washington and the career of, say, George Bush Sr., who lived here during the war and worked, did a safe job, of course, being a Yalie, but he and his wife Barbara lived in the basement of the Grandy Mansion, and, you know, and I know all these, I've known all these things for years, because my Uncle Ben was a friend of Carl Hummelstein's and all these guys, Colby's, because my Uncle Ben, you know, I mean, I know all these things. And so
okay.
when you fast forward to, and being a history major, I can do that really easily, connect dots and follow the threads. And I'm just sitting there with George, and he's talking about, you know, this or that, and I maybe ask a few questions. But I'm just being more and more outraged talking to him and thinking, oh, my God, things have changed, and I don't like what I'm hearing. And I'm just more and more afraid, or just, you know, it just is, I was totally, totally shocked.
So what kind of things did George tell you? And you've told me before when we've chatted on the phone that he had a disadvantaged upbringing, that there were things in his past that that made it easy for him to be manipulated. And mm-hmm. we've also talked about some of the initiation rites that secret, in Skull and Bones, that the elite managers kind of learn things about these people they want to manipulate, and control so that they have something to threaten them with if they decide to go against the agenda.
Exactly. And the thing that's disturbing is that it's going on right as we speak, for example, on the USS Enterprise. Every time they cross the border, they used to, when women weren't allowed, they used to have the shellback ceremonies, which are sexual, up on the deck. And they're really very, very, I don't want to go into them.
Okay.
Just a few months ago, they're now having their shellback ceremonies. They're having a picnic up on the deck for everybody else, for any women who might be there. But
okay, what you're implying is that the don't ask, don't tell kind of a situation is really a big hoax, and that homosexuality is a normal part of the military. Is that what you're implying?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, my father and grandfather told me about I shouldn't say this, but it's true. What do you think the Filipino stewards were used for in the captain's quarters? You know, every single port, because my grandfather, discussed this, and there was a book that I had which was removed from the house once I shockingly, I showed it to George, and I said, look, here's this book. Every single port, a lot of the nurses, in other words, they would pick out attractive women to be so-called nurses, but they would be used as, this is during World War II, when things were more innocent. But the point is that they were knowing, all these guys know who the women are. They always want to blame things on the women. In Congress, even on the Hill, what do you think the little pages were, some of the pages were used for? And the secretaries who would have those babies, when I was talking and lived for a time with one of Sarah McClendon's best friends, Martha Roundtree, who started Meet the Press. It was her idea. I know everything about that because she was really, we talked for a long time, Martha Roundtree and I did, but she adopted two girls who were the quote-unquote illegitimate, I don't consider them, but they were illegitimate daughters of the same senator and his secretary.
Who was
the
senator?
She would go off to this special place where all the special secretaries would go to have the babies.
So who was the senator?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, okay.
I can't say because the daughters are still there and they're married, and grandchildren, and but the point is they know they were adopted and they know, I'm sure, who their real father was. He's dead now, but there are lots of those babies around. And the woman who, Jean Dixon, do you remember that name?
Sure. She was associated with Reagan's wife. She really believed in her prophecies or whatever, correct?
Yeah, but Jean Dixon and her husband in particular handled all these, not only the illegitimate children, but the husband handled thousands of transported, I don't want to call them sexual slaves to be, but that's exactly what they were. And this went on knowingly. All the senators, Byrd, every single one of them knew about this. I mean, I'm talking about the guys.
Okay.
And women have always been, they've tried to keep women and wives in the total dark.
Okay, so you're talking about the incestuousness of Washington, D.C., and the actually sex trafficking?
Yeah. And the involvement of senators and congressmen winking or covering up or lying to their wives totally about these things. And they
only get revealed when the senator or the congressman doesn't go along with the program. Is that it?
No, or when he's outed, like the guy, you know, who's tapping his foot.
Anthony Weiner?
Well, there are hundreds of them. The senator from Florida who was up there tapping his foot in the men's lounge in Wisconsin.
Oh, right, right.
I mean, you know, Ed Schrock, our congressman here from Virginia, the Navy captain, married with children, and, you know, come to find out he and guys like Gannon who go in and out of the Bush White House, the Marine who's a procurer. I mean, Bush Sr. and his, he likes little young children, and, you know, I think his wife.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, you know, I shouldn't say. But, I mean, the point is that if a person has a weakness in that regard, they are very easily manipulated and brought into this great group. They call them rising stars. And my husband's guys, they all call it, I don't use words like this, but it's
okay,
they,
so don't
they
use
say,
it.
Fuck up, move up, you know. I
sure.
mean, it's, in other words, if you, like Oliver North, for example, he's corrupt at Annapolis, and he doesn't like Jim Webb at all. He's jealous of him. And he goes in, and he's caught erasing all of his demerits. In the office at night, he's caught and brought before his upperclassmen who gets him off.
Okay.
And they know right then and there they have got somebody they can use. Because
Which
if
they
he'll
did.
Go in, he'll do anything to protect himself. So, you know, these kinds of character flaws, and I'm not, you know, saying what Pat Robertson is like now, but Pat Robertson raped a few girls. He got his wife, Dee Dee, pregnant. She was,
and you're talking about Pat Robertson of the 700 Club, who
yeah,
has
a
religious program.
Yeah, he got his wife pregnant when he was up at Yale. His mother, you know, he was a big cheese.
Before they were married.
Before he got to go to Yale. But his father, you see, was A. Willis Robertson, who handled all the money for everything on the Hill. They think, oh, Virginians are going to be all like Jefferson and Madison Monroe. And here you've got Pat Robertson's father. I mean, there's so much moral
immorality
going on.
That now, also, Falwell was down there in Virginia.
Oh, Falwell, too. And he's a big Freemason, big time. And, you know, all these guys, Pat included, they're getting megabucks from the CIA.
For what?
Well, Pat has he is working with Israel. And they have this huge telecommunication spy network. Israel now controls everything to do with spying, with bio tracking, you know, the iris data and the facial data, infrared lasers that can zap you.
And the TSA radiation machines, right?
Yeah, they're little tiny lasers that can zap anybody. I mean, with Vioxx, with Voxio or whatever, they control all the voting machines. I mean, these are foreign corporations that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party at the highest level, I'm not talking about the people way down the level or, you know, I don't think they know what the military and these Israelis, I hate to say it, but it's true. And you had now so many of the former Marxists all left Russia, and they came to Israel. I think 63% of Israel is now, you know, they've
communist.
Come from...
That's a communist country.
And they don't have I mean, these are old they're not even old. They are such a far cry from the values that you and I and 99% of Americans perceive are in charge of the decisions and the policies that our government is making. And it's just exactly the opposite.
Right. Okay, we do have to cut to break. We will be right back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Kay Hollard. Stay tuned.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, friends. My guest today is Kay Pollard, the former wife of Colonel George Griggs. Now, you mentioned that Pat Robertson of the 700 Club worked with the CIA. I have always kind of suspected that Oprah Winfrey, who just kind of popped out of nowhere and became this big celebrity, might also have some sort of connections.
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe it's my southern sort of bias, feeling very embarrassed by the history of our
oh,
and the Rothschilds' involvement with slavery, and you know, I did a great amount of work on the background of Judah P. Benjamin and Uriah P. Levy and the New York crowd and the London crowd in promoting slavery as opposed fighting, actually, Wilberforce and some of the Protestant Christians who did a great deal of work to try and end it, and that there were a lot of intrigues between those elements, the nefarious elements in Great Britain, the Disraeli faction, who were making a great, for the Rothschilds, making a great deal of money and profit in the triangular trade, which was going on, you know, in the small ports of Virginia and down in the Caribbean. And so, you know, I think that a lot of Southerners, I'm a Southerner and I love Robert E. Lee, but Robert E. Lee, these forces manipulated him even, because he was an army officer. He graduated, he was number one in his class up at West Point, but he was poor, like most Virginians, and his father was a real roue rogue, and he was an honorable young man raised by his mother and very good looking and highly intelligent. But he was pushed into the John Brown raid by these, well, they were Zionists even then, because they were intent on having a foothold in what was then Palestine way back in the late 1700s. And this, so it wasn't just the Balfour Declaration or the 1940, when it became a state. A lot went on with some of the German elements and certain individuals in Brooklyn, in New York, and in Great Britain with the Rothschild there.
Right. And, are you talking about the Jews Society in London in 1808?
Yeah, but there were a number of other groups, well organized groups,
right,
besides that one. And people are not, you know, it's often difficult to find the sources in books here, because very often information, if someone writes a book, let's say, about the history of Palestine, or you will very rarely find the mention of the names of murdered Brit generals and like Macmillan. You really won't find, he wasn't murdered, but, you know, so much is left out, and that's
certainly
as important as what's in certain books, if you know
right
what I mean.
Okay, we're going to our top of the hour 1 minute break. We will be right back with our second hour and our guest, Kay Pollard. Stay tuned.